Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Strong reactions from both sides of the political spectrum have been the result of President Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Nebraska Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin discusses how past administrations have had similar programs designed to reduce government spending and waste on today's almanac.
I think at the moment this is different, perhaps because of the scale, and we'll see if it ultimately has as large of impact as it is currently described. It may also be different, frankly, because this is the era of social media, and we get to almost sort of watch this process unfold in real time. But if you go back, we have historically and periodically been focused on the federal government and the size of government and the amount of federal government spending, all related to concerns about the budget and about federal deficits and ultimately accumulation of federal debt. Well, we could go back to at least the 1990s, and we saw an era where there was a combination of a willingness to address government program reform, particularly welfare reform and other efficiency changes that were a combination of things that ultimately helped lead to a federal budget surplus by 1998. Now, the Republicans listening to this would remember Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and the Contract with America as a primary driver of these cuts. Democrats would remember that President Clinton was also a proponent of an improved efficiency and reform government. So both parties sort of claim a piece of that effort back in the 1990s that ultimately did produce a balanced budget, even a budget surplus. That surplus didn't last long. It lasted 4 years before we were back in deficit spending, and we've seen deficits mushroom since. Go on about a decade, and then there was a joint committee on deficit reduction formed in 2011 in Congress, with the focus on trying to reduce the federal deficit in a post-Great Recession sort of spending spree, a focus on reducing the size and spending in federal government. That joint committee effort, or super committee, called on the different authorizing committees in Congress to try and find cuts. Agriculture was one of the few committees, if any, that actually proposed real cuts to programs in accordance with instructions from the super committee. And agriculture ultimately was sort of charged with trying to find $25 billion in cuts to farm programs over a 10-year budget horizon. Now we have DOGE going forth and looking for cuts in all facets, partly because of a focus on the size of government and maybe the scope of government, and certainly partly because of different budget priorities and political priorities about which programs are favored and which programs are targeted for reductions. But we've also seen a rollout now just this week with action in both the House and the Senate to move towards a budget resolution. And in the House, at least, a talking number at the moment is a proposal for the House Ag Committee to find $230 billion in cuts. So a decade ago or 15 years ago, it was find $25 billion in cuts. Now it's almost a tenfold increase to see if there might be an opportunity for $230 billion in cuts. We've tried it. We have occasionally found ways to reform federal policy and try and rein in spending and programs, but we'll have to see whether this go-round looks any different.
More of this discussion on how DOGE could affect Nebraska agriculture will be covered this week on Extension Almanac. Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.